friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Well, hey.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a pretty serious question.
Oh, let's hear it.
To ask of you. So, what would you do if you think your best friend of 10 years might be something more? Would you risk ruining the friendship or would you stay silent?
That's a tough one.
I know. That's exactly what I think Poppy and Alex go through in The People We Meet on Vacation.
Yep. It was a movie released January 2026. It's directed by Brett Haley, and originally a book by
Emily Henry came out in 2021 and was like an instant New York Times bestseller. And I can see why.
Yes.
At least I haven't, I feel bad. I haven't read the book. I love reading books and then watching movies. This movie, the chemistry, the banter, the jokes, the emotional roller coasters, like she hit all those points.
Yeah, I think so too.
So great writing.
Yeah.
And great screenwriting and great directing. Like all of it was great.
Yeah, it was just a really fun.
Ooh, I'm going to knock something over, getting cozy here.
It was such a fun movie to watch.
Yes. I'd never seen these actors.
I haven't either.
Who were the main?
Poppy was played by Emily Batter and Alex was played by Tim Blythe.
They were really cute.
And they really did have chemistry.
They did.
I kind of
fell in love.
Yes. I love it when a romance is like, you instantly want these people to be together. You don't ever want them to be apart because they just work.
They do. They work so well.
These two become good friends. Not instantly.
Yes.
It takes a minute because they're opposites.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the movie, it starts out and she literally has my dream job.
Oh, I know.
She's a writer and she gets to travel the world and write about the great places she gets to stay.
Yeah.
Basically make people want to travel there.
Yeah.
Which.
Who doesn't want to do that?
Who wouldn't love that job? That's like everyone's dream job. If it exists, I need to figure out how to apply. I don't know. It seems amazing.
But these two meet, actually. They are going to school in Boston and they both live in the same hometown. In Ohio.
So it goes back and forth in timelines. Mm-hmm. You start out thinking she's sad and miserable and she's going to meet somebody new on vacation.
Yeah.
Like that's what I was thinking. Like,
oh, yeah.
But then it flashes back. And I kind of like that. There's like this main plot line where she's in the present and she finds out about a wedding of a friend's brother.
Yeah.
And she makes up an excuse to go to this wedding. It's like a destination wedding in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. And she lies and pretends like it's a work trip,
yeah,
which is a totally believable lie. That's what she does for a living. She travels to cool places and she's like, well, why don't I go? But the reason she's lying is because she knows that Alex is going to be there. And at this point, we don't know who Alex is.
No.
And so you're just like, oh, there's some bad blood between the two of them. Something happened and you don't know what.
We're not sure why. Yes. Like who this Alex is or why she doesn't want to see him.
Yes.
Because she's conflicted.
There's this push-pull for sure. And you wonder, like, what happened immediately? Yes. So, excellent job.
Yes. What's happening?
So then we get to meet Alex, like, 10 years.
He's I don't know how
they're a rideshare.
Yes. I don't know how they initially got together.
And you're like, oh, I'm going somewhere. You're going somewhere. Like, you can sign up. Yeah. On some kind of a whatever.
For me, it was like the board in the student center.
Yes.
But nowadays, it's online.
It's like facilitated through the school somehow. Yeah. So they're doing a ride share to get back to their hometown where they both happen to be from.
Yeah.
They just never knew each other.
Yeah.
And which is so weird because it seemed like it was a really, really small town.
I know. I'm like, how did they not? I mean, I guess there must have been two high schools. They went to
maybe
high schools.
I don't know.
It was big enough to have two high schools.
Yeah.
At least.
I could see not knowing small. Each other then. But they acted like it was like teeny tiny little place.
Yes.
not that teeny tiny. We've lived tinier.
Instantly, there's conflict because she's, got like crazy hair and flowy clothes. And she's like, I had to pick up this burrito and I'm so sorry I'm late, but I had to pick up a burrito because
it's totally worth it.
And she's like, do you want one? I got you one. He's like, no. And your stuff is, I can't see out of my rear view window. You packed it in the back of my car in a bad way. And now I can't see. So he's rearranging the
So you can see like he's type A, she's type B.
Yes.
And they are not getting along.
She's already late. And he's like on a timeline. He's like, we should have left a long time ago. This is going to put us back.
And she's like, it'll be fine. It doesn't. Does not.
Even in the car, like driving, she starts eating the burrito. And he's, so nervous about her getting stuff everywhere. He's like slopping on sour cream and and hot sauce. And he's like, are you sure you want it? Be careful. Yes. She's like, it's going to be fine.
That's just her motto in life. Yeah. Everything's going to be fine. And he's like, constantly like planning the next problem and how to overcome it, and like so complete opposites.
They just do this the whole time.
She hates running. She's never run a day in her life, almost failed PE. He runs every morning.
Like very, very,
it's pretty cute
regiment he is. She's just like flighty, kind of fly in the seat of her pants. She's kind of kooky and crazy and has like funny ideas. He's kind of very, I mean, I think this girl doesn't know what to do with her when she gets in the car. He's like, who is this woman?
She's like a foreign, she's not even my species.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on.
He keeps looking at her, especially when she's eating that burrito. He's like, what is happening over there? And he starts paying so much attention to what she's doing that he almost gets in an accident, hits the brakes, and then the burrito goes everywhere.
Yes. But I know after that scene, I was like, ooh, did they get the burrito cleaned up? It looks spotless.
He
had a cleaning kit. I don't know how that happened.
So they kind of start talking, warming up to each other, stop at a gas station to gas. He gets out. Starts pays and she decides to take a little walk and finds a wishing well. And then it was very cute. He comes up to her. She doesn't have a coin. He goes, well, I have one for you. It's my last one, but it's my only one.
What do you think she wished for? Because we'll never know. They never said.
Because
she's like, do you want to know my wish? And he's like, that's not how this works. She's like, but I really want to tell you my wish. He's like, doesn't work that way. It'll ruin your wish, but you could tell she was like dying to share her excitement. Like that's just how she was, dying to share everything with everyone. She was infectious, and I think it eventually it cracked through to him.
He couldn't help it.
You just grew a soft spot for her.
Well, I mean, she does lock the door, so they can't get in. They have to wait forever for AAA, and then they end up having to get this crappy hotel room because it's so
late.
They
had to share a room.
Yes. But then it kind of lends itself to them talking about personal things. And he develops even more of a soft spot for her. And this was so sweet because she tells him a story about, why she doesn't like their hometown. Mm-hmm. And it's because she went, finally was invited to this party and like middle school. They go do
Seven minutes in heaven,
where they go into the closet. She's like, I don't even think they kissed.
No, she kissed him.
And he was yucky.
It was the grossest kiss ever. Yeah. And then afterward, he told everybody that she gave him a blowjob.
Yeah. And what do they call it? Like something pop?
I can't remember, it was like, really
like pleasing Poppy or something like that.
And
she tells him that, and it's so sad.
She was the new girl, and her reputation was destroyed
for all of high school mostly. And then he says, well, I never would have done that, And then she says, wow, like I love that you didn't even question whether I did or not. Some people ask me whether I did.
He was the first person that didn't.
And then so he kind of has a soft spot for her because she went through this, and she has a soft spot for him because he was very could understand and then question trusted her story. It was very sweet.
He was very respectful of her and everyone else was not. So they immediately
that was it. I mean, that was
like their very first emotional moment.
Yeah.
before they finally clicked and mm-hmm. things kind of fell into place. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask you, because I was thinking about this as we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Because they are complete opposites. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's just that the book or the storyline presented all the opposites. Because I really think, like, sometimes if I'm so pissed off at someone, I'm like, gosh, we are nothing alike. We are total complete opposites. But then when you've turned that corner and you're like, oh, actually, I do like them, how you can find all of these similarities. Because mm-hmm. I think after that moment, you stopped noticing the opposites.
Yes, I think so, too.
You started to notice how well they got along and how mm-hmm. similar they were. You still saw it throughout in little ways, but it was like, it wasn't so abrasive.
Yeah, I feel like you can have two opposite people who don't have the same core values.
Yes.
And that doesn't work. But mm-hmm. I feel like these two had core values.
Yeah.
Were nice, good people, had core values. And mm-hmm. their oppositeness really filled in the others.
Yes.
So where she was kind of kooky, crazy, fly at the seat of the pants, and he was more, had a regimen and was very strict. They sort of could have a middle ground because mm-hmm. she kind of started, you know, like, okay, maybe I'll be a little more regimented. And he was like, maybe I'll be a little more kooky. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they worked.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why it blurred that set different they were, because they sort of started meeting in the middle.
I like how you said that though. Like they had the same values though. And I think that if you don't share those like important values, it's not going to work.
No.
At all. But yeah, the traits don't matter as much. Like you can compromise on that a little bit more than you can your value.
So. And I think that they really liked that about the other person.
They complimented each other.
And so he really liked her kookiness and kind of wanted to be that more of
she
that.
She needed a little more structure mm-hmm. and he helped provide that for her. Mm-hmm. That's why I think, opposites do attract.
Yes.
Because we make each other the best versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
But also you do need some common ground.
I think of how boring life would be if everyone was like, if Alex had a woman Alex. I mean, it would be very boring.
Well, we'll get into that.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that kind of is the way. Like even when they first met doing their ride share, he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend, you know, from his hometown, they were high school sweethearts. You know, they were very similar. I don't know how long they dated for a very long
time. Like all through high school.
All through high school, all through college, and then beyond.
Yeah.
That's a very long time. And off and on, I think.
Yeah.
Were they off and on?
Off
I think.
And on.
Yeah. And so they had such a great time, though, on this ride share that they were like, I just found my lifetime best friends.
Yeah.
And no matter what happens in life, I want to come back and go somewhere fun with you. Because her goal was at that time in college to travel. She wanted to see the world. And he wanted to go to where they lived.
Yeah.
Where they went to school. Yeah. And then Canada, which is the nicer version of the U.S.
Yeah.
Is that what they said?
Yes.
It's like the more polite version.
I wonder who did this because they decide to go at the end of summer on a trip.
Yes.
And she's like, they go to Canada.
I know. I loved that. So that was their first trip.
Uh-huh.
The camping trip to Saskatchewan.
It's like, I want to say Squamish, but I know that's not
Squamish.
Squamish. Yeah. Squamish.
There we go. Squamish.
You go to Squamish. And it's beautiful.
I want to go there now.
It's there.
Did you get the impression it was on the ocean?
Yeah.
I almost wanted to look it up.
And there was like oceans and lakes. Maybe it could be either side of Canada.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand.
I don't.
Geography. And I was like, I should look that up because I really want to go there.
There were lakes.
And oceans. That definitely had to be an ocean. You don't have waves like that.
No.
Unless there's a crazy storm.
It's such a good time.
Yes. They get off the airplane. They've got all of their camping gear and he's pulling out the itinerary and she's like, we're not doing that. We're going to go where the wind takes
us. Yeah. We're not going to go where everyone else goes. We're going to just do our own thing.
Uh-huh.
And they do. They have so much fun.
Yes.
And
yes. They didn't have an opportunity, both of them, to hook up with someone else.
Yeah. They find themselves becoming friends with this group of people who are kind of camping out in the middle of nowhere, like all these tents set up, and they invite them to come. It just
you know,
it was so beautiful. I've never been seen a campground so beautiful.
I know.
It was like in the middle of nowhere. How do we have string lights? Sorry.
And I'm like, oh, cold beer.
So I was like, where's the refrigerator? I was impressed.
Campground in the middle of nowhere that no one knows about, but you know.
Yeah, it's so well stocked.
And there's like a wood, you know, deck with a canvas tent on it with a bed, like was a brass bed inside there.
I was
like, yeah, I like that.
I was like, whoever designed this set's never been camping. I couldn't help
it. It had like a commune vibe to it. Yeah. You know, all these like kind of hippie people out in the middle of nowhere kind of living the free life.
Yes.
And so they're both kind of attracted to very good looking people in this group. And
well, it's a movie.
They have
time. To be good looking.
Yeah, yes, of course. And they have opportunities, but they end up, he loses his clothing.
I love it. So he goes skinny dipping with this other group of people.
Yeah, it's very hard for a big dentist.
His clothing gets washed away. And he's like covering his penis.
Yeah.
And like, tiptoeing through the woods, and the lighting, you know, just hit things right. He looks like a Sasquatch.
Yes.
Yes. I thought it was so funny.
So he has to come get her out of the tent where she is making out with this guy. She's like, he's like, Bobby. She comes out. She kind of wants to. She's like, I kind of not into this guy. I mean, kind of. Yeah. I'd rather.
The tattoo was ruined.
Yeah. So she leaves the tent and he's like, lost my clothes.
So she strips off her like loose overalls.
Yeah, this like romper, this loose romper, and hands it to
him. But the first thing she says is like, oh my God, you're ripped.
She's never noticed before.
She had no idea.
And he was. Holy moly. That was a nice chest.
He's ripped, of course. And he like, I don't know how he managed to get into her, because he's what, a good foot taller than her. I mean, he's substantially.
Well, it was tight around that area. I didn't notice.
Was tight.
He could have had a little camel toe. Or was it moose knuckles?
Moose knuckles. Yeah, definitely had some moose knuckles.
Totally.
I know. I was like, are they going to pan down? They never did.
No, I wanted it to. Because I wanted to see those moose knuckles.
You know that. So
I was just waiting for it. It didn't happen.
So they get to hang out with each other. Like, they don't play on the whole time.
Yeah.
Their toes, rather than having these hot, whatever, make out, hookup nights, whatever.
And they're
just
in the tent.
Hanging out with each other as friends.
Yeah, and they're in the tent laying and chatting and talking and laughing. And she's like, says, what if I didn't go back to school and I started writing for a magazine and traveling? Or just like, basically, she wasn't going back to school. And she's like, I want to stay friends with you. How can we do this?
Yeah.
Can we keep going?
And they went on this camping trip because he just broke up with Sarah and she was trying to help him get over it.
Yeah.
So they hadn't yet established it.
Yeah,
that's right. So they did off and on.
So he's like, let's, can we meet every summer and go on a vacation?
Yeah.
And they do like their little clappity clap handshake.
Yeah, that's right.
Thing that they make up. Yeah. And from there, they
go on multiple trips. And each trip kind of represents a new milestone in a relationship.
Yeah.
And so the first one that was a milestone marker was their trip to New Orleans.
Yes.
Where she looked so freaking cute in that pic.
She's hot. She's so pretty. Yes.
Yeah. So they're down in New Orleans and they're just having a great time there. And they figure out like that they can get free drinks and like whatever if they pretend to be just got engaged or married.
I just married. They're
just
like,
married.
Just married. They're on their honeymoon.
Yes, that's right. She's got her ring flashing. And I mean, they are adorable. People just aren't drinking it up.
Yeah.
But it's
giving
cute.
Them things left and right. And
yes. They're just so excited. Uh-huh. I'm like, I want to do that.
Well, you know, I love that you said that because it, you know, we talk about how long it will last.
Yes.
You know, we have those milestones. This is like they made it through their, you know, dating phase.
Yes.
Which is the campground. Now they're, can they make it through the marriage, the new marriage.
Yeah, that honeymoon phase.
Yes.
Yes. So they are, their honeymoon phase.
And they are having so much fun.
Oh,
they
are. She breaks down any kind of like, he's just so goofy and fun around her.
Yeah.
And I think for him, he can feel like a new person. And that's why she loves going on vacation, because you can be anyone and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Doesn't she say, I think there's a line in there somewhere where she says something like,
I love it when you get crazy or something like that.
Yeah. And he's like, I kind of love it too. And yeah, I think that that just cements this special thing between the two of them that really they can't share with anyone else is who they get to be when they're with each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's what kind of makes relationships kind of special.
Yeah.
Because you make each other the best versions of each other. So I think that really highlighted that about them.
Yeah.
Because that's one huge part of relationship that's really important.
Yep.
I mean, Emily, she hit marks right off.
She did.
These milestones.
Because then
the next one,
they're supposed to go to
New York.
No.
It wasn't there.
The Netherlands.
That's right.
Norway. Norway.
That's right.
You're like, New York, Netherlands.
Why not New York?
Norway. And Poppy gets so sick she can't go. She is so sick. And Alex is like, I can't go without you.
Yes.
So he turns up in New York.
That's where New York came from. Thank you. Yes. She was in New York. They were supposed to go to Norway.
Vacationing in New York.
Yeah.
But isn't that the other part of a relationship is being there when in sickness and in death?
Right.
In sickness and health. What?
It is.
Sickness and in death. Sickness and in health.
Yes. Yes.
You're there when you're
there for each other at your worst.
Yes.
You're there for each other at your best. You're there for each other. Mm-hmm. So, yes, they were totally. Oh, he was very sweet. Mm-hmm. He did the chicken noodle.
Tucked her in bed.
Tucked her in bed, checked her temperature, made sure she was comfortable, and he just took care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember the first time having moved away from home and being really, really sick. And I remember missing my mom so.
Oh, it is miserable because you don't quite know what to do.
Yeah.
Because somebody's already said, you know, your mother says, okay, how about if I fix you some toast?
Right.
How about a little egg?
Yeah.
How about some Sprite? How about some soda crackers?
Yeah.
Let me give you some medicine. You know, you just lay there.
There's just nothing
and then
to replace
you,
that.
No, you try and think about how, like, when you're sick by yourself, you're like, what did my mother do? I mean, she always made me feel a little better.
Oh, no. It's just irreplaceable to be cared for.
Yes.
Like, there's nothing like it.
No, there is nothing like it.
Which was sweet. And I think, I mean, even friends, you know.
Yeah.
Let's do that for each other. But I think it's a little different than having your person, you know, take care of you.
I think it is much different.
Yeah. So they really like showed that huge milestone.
Yeah.
And then the last milestone.
It's like we've been married a long time.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Now we're getting into like, you know, real stuff.
Well, I mean, when you're very, very first married, you're on your honeymoon phase, like, the world revolves around only that other person.
Yeah.
You kind of block out everyone else and you tend to kind of forget about everybody. And I think that's part of the stages of a relationship, actually. Mm-hmm. And so this last phase, they're over that, right? They're able to include other people in their lives now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they decide to go to Tuscany and bring their significant others.
Yeah.
So that, you know, as friends, their friends can meet each other.
Yeah.
As friends. Yeah. This was so.
I think they are beginning to also.
Up until now, I've thought, they've been passed as friends.
Yeah.
Questionable, like really good friends. Mm-hmm. They are each other's person.
Yes. But I think this is where they have to share with the other, like they have to share their person. Like Alex has to share Poppy with her boyfriend, and he's not her one and only.
Well, I remember her boyfriend's name.
Trey.
Trey, thank you.
Yes, Trey. And same with Poppy. She's like, I don't like
Sarah. Who you are when you're with this person.
Yeah.
Because you're not like you are.
You're not crazy. You don't go crazy. You don't like, you're not your fun self.
Yeah. He wasn't with his opposite.
And you know, you could feel it too. Because like
there
when
was
I was
so
watching
tension.
It. When I was watching
And she was with a male version of herself too.
Yeah, yes.
Huh?
Absolutely.
So they found themselves. It wasn't. Right.
And did you feel that too in watching it? You're like, I just wanted the other people to go away and Alex and Poppy to be together.
These other people are just in the way.
Yes.
Which is terrible.
And I think they felt it too. And that's what caused that tension a little bit.
There was a lot of tension. Mm-hmm. It was really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like, so she goes, they're going to bed, Poppy and Trey, and she's looking uneasy. And I was thinking it's because just the tension was getting to her.
Yeah.
And she runs into the bathroom and she's like, I don't feel so good. And she's puking.
Yeah.
And she thinks she might be pregnant.
Yeah.
And so I think it wanted to ask, like, at what point did they cross that emotional line?
Yeah. Yes.
To me, it's this moment.
When she calls. So
she's texting Alex.
Yeah.
And Alex is reading these texts in front of Sarah. And it's some serious stuff she's texting him. We don't know what it is yet, but it's like nonstop. And Sarah's like, you can tell she's uncomfortable with it.
Yeah, she's like, what is going on?
Poppy's going to pull Alex away from her.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking, like, once it was revealed, I was like, totally should have been texting or talking to Trey about it.
Yes, exactly.
And so that was when the line was like pretty hard. You could now see the line in the sand that had been crossed.
Yes.
So she's texting him, like, I think I'm pregnant.
Yep. What do I do?
What to do about it? And she's freaking out, you know, and Alex goes to her.
Yeah. Helps her figure it out.
Yes. He does. He helps her figure out that she had a little pregnancy scare. But if I was their partner at the time, I would have been extremely hurt by that.
Yes, absolutely.
And it was at that moment that they, when you go through something that's scary together like that, like it, you're very emotionally charged.
Well, they're both choosing each other rather than choosing
their partner. Choosing each other, not their partners. And so, and the relief that she felt, she just, you know.
Yeah.
She needed somebody to comfort her. They almost kissed.
They almost did and then didn't.
And then they didn't.
Because they realized what was, you know.
And Poppy said some really hurtful things. And you could see that look on Alex's face.
Yeah.
Like, that was just total rejection. Like, he probably would have, like,
left Sarah.
Left Sarah everything. Right then and there.
Yeah.
But instead, he proposes to her.
Yep. It's kind of a reaction.
As a rebuttal. Me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
That's totally what was happening.
Yeah.
And that ruined the friendship.
Yes, it did.
They go on their 2-year hiatus until the opportunity she has to lie about a work trip so she can see Alex at his brother's wedding.
Yeah. So now we're back in present.
So now we're back to present tense.
Yeah.
Yes. And at the wedding. And you can see, I mean, Poppy's herself.
They see each other at the airport because they both get in at about the same time. And she's being her kind of kooky, crazy self. And so can't help but be drawn into it. You know?
Oh, yeah. He's like, I could hear, everyone can hear you singing.
Yeah.
She's got her... headphones on. Have you ever done that? I remember I'm being so embarrassed, but there was this, I was just like vibing. I was going on the walk down the sidewalk with my dog and I had my headphones in and it was just a song and I'm just dancing and singing. And all of a sudden I look across the street and my neighbors are just staring.
You're
and
like, I'm like, what is wrong with her?
I'm just feeling. Yes, I've
done that before, especially in the house when I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
And during Christmas break, when the boys came home, I was just singing and like cleaning. I think I might have been cleaning the toilet or something. And I think Owen came in and he was like, Mom, Mom, Mom. And I was just singing and I didn't even hear him.
Right.
And I see something out of the corner of my eye. I'm like,
he's like, you're singing too loud.
He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm having fun cleaning. This is it.
That's how we make it better.
Yes.
That's how we get through terrible things. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. Yes.
But so they just automatically are drawn to each other again. I mean, and they, because of those things, like she is loving his stableness. He's loving her wackiness. And they are wanting to be together. They want to hang out. Like they're,
and not only that, but Sarah actually broke up with Alex.
Yes.
She finds out. Yeah. And of course she has to wonder, was it my fault?
Yeah.
And what do you think about that? Like, do you think with the chemistry and the dynamic and like just the length of their very unique friendship, like, do you think that had an impact? Like that was,
yeah, I think so. I think that they were, Alex and Sarah were never going to last.
I don't know about that.
Really?
I truly still think that they would have been great together. But I think that because Alex knew that there was a different version of himself with Poppy.
Yeah.
that it changed him fundamentally. And he probably could have had a great life with Sarah. But I think he always knew that there was something more to life because of Poppy. I don't think he would have known that.
No, I don't think he would have. But I don't think they would have lost because they were too similar. Things would have been, I mean, maybe they could have made it work, but just, I think it would have been.
I think they could have. It might not have been, he would have taught at the high school and lived his small town life
and just
carried on just fine.
Maybe not. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he would have, but I think because his heart was really always given away to someone else that he couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know when you've got that kind of a connection with another person, like, can you give yourself, like, can you be two people's person?
Well, yeah. If you've been eating, what's something that has no taste?
Rice Krispies treat? No. Rice Krispies.
Yes. And then you have
bran cereal, all bran.
Oh, yeah. You've been
recently started eating that for my fire.
You have? Actually, I kind of like bran cereal.
All bran?
Yeah.
There's like no sugar. It's like someone shredded cardboard.
I kind of like it.
Really? For grape nuts? I mean, I eat stuff, but it's not fun.
I like both.
I need to keep my pipes clean. I mean, that's the only reason I do it.
And then eating Fruit Loops, you know, and then going back to
Or brand. CTC, Mint Toast Crunch.
Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah. You know, Reese's.
I would call those kitty cat treats.
Oh my God, those
because they
good.
Look like kibble.
Yes, but they are so good. I bought them just to eat.
Yeah, no,
not anything else.
We don't even need milk with them.
No, those are.
Have
so
you ever
good.
Made Muddy Buddies?
All the time.
Okay, do you they ever like so have good. Them like you're eating cereal?
No, but that is but sounds you amazing.
Yes, I've done it. It's amazing.
Amazing. Okay, next yes. time.
So it's like, would you rather eat all bread or would you rather have Muddy Buddies and milk? But two things you never would have thought should go together.
Yeah,
but damn, they're good.
Yeah. All right. I just made Muddy Buddies for something. What was
it? Oh, really? You're so delicious.
The boys and I went somewhere over Christmas break to some party. What was it? I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So
good. But yeah, no, I truly think that, yeah, it was going to be hard for either of them to ever be with another person.
Yeah.
Because of who they were together.
Yeah, I agree on that. So they're now they're together. They can't resist the attraction and just all the, you know, it's all of the memories, all the things they've had together. So they end up hooking up, sleeping together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
kind of. They just can't not.
They confess. I mean, he admits,
"I love you," and she's like, "I love you," and
yeah, I can't go back to being platonic. I can't go back to what we were before.
Yeah.
There's no going back to that.
Yeah. Well, they share like a couple of days or something. They're in bliss. They're together. Oh. They're the best thing ever.
Yeah. But
reality is that they have to go back to their lives. And what does that look like for them?
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough one because Poppy
and he does admit that he broke up, that the breakup for him was because of his feelings for Sarah.
Yeah.
Or sorry, for Poppy.
So Poppy is actually not happy in her job. She's lonely, but she doesn't want to give it up yet. She's like, but this is what I do. This is my dream. I don't want to be stuck.
Yeah, why would I be grateful for this dream job?
Yeah, I don't want to be stuck in little town Ohio, even if it's with you. She's like, why can't you do what I'm doing? And he's like, well, because I have a job, have a house.
Yeah.
I like my little place and I can't just give it up and go traipsing around the world with you.
But at the same time, Poppy says, she's like, but you gave up a lot of your dreams. Like you wanted to get your PhD and be a professor and you wanted to teach in Paris.
Yeah. Well, and like, then he's like,
experience these things.
Yeah.
But he's like, but the reality is, you know.
Yeah. And he's like, but how happy are you? You know, you seem pretty lonely. So I don't think I want that either.
Yeah.
So I think that's where we should leave it because they don't know if they can be together. They don't know if they can give up what they have, even though it's maybe not what's working for them.
It's true.
So where did what happened?
They're kind of stuck.
They are stuck.
They can't, they either can't be together or they can't be apart.
Yeah. They've got to give up some stuff.
Yeah.
Do you
they have to meet in the middle somewhere.
So this is what they say marriage is all about is compromise, right?
Well, no, we're reading that book, but that's a myth because if somebody compromises.
Isn't that a really well-known myth, though? Yeah. Like a lot of people live and die by the fact that, you know, marriage is all about compromise.
If compromise with people are end up being frustrated. Loses. But if you come to an agreement and you meet in the middle.
You can find a way to make something work for both people. Yeah. Then why not do that?
Yeah.
And you know what? Sometimes you have to get creative and think out of the box.
Yeah.
But you can do it.
Yes.
But it takes some honest communication and it also takes some self-awareness.
Yeah.
And I think that had they been younger, they wouldn't have had the self-awareness to be able to know who they were and what they wanted in life.
Yeah.
To be able to work with another person.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they had to go through all of this, you know, I think. To make the choice. Yeah.
Yeah. To get to where they were. And so, yeah, I think, they were at by the time they, you know, 10 years after college, they both had a lot of growth.
They did.
Sure.
And they're in a position to make the right choice to be together. But do they?
Back to my first question. Okay. And maybe this is really a two-part question. What would you do? Would you ruin the friendship or stay silent? Right. And I think I say it's a two-part question because it's all about timing. If they had done that after their first camping trip, say, the outcome would be very different than 10 years later once they had some self-awareness and knew who they were and what their values were.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They may not have even been sustainable after.
Exactly. So if we were to answer these questions, how realistic is it that they would have met? This is totally a realistic setup.
Yes,
like ride shares happen.
Yeah.
And they were totally being who they were. I can totally see that friendship spark.
Yeah.
It was very well done.
Yes.
And how long would they have stayed together? So if they had ruined their friendship after the camping trip, you know, they were both available then.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't know who they were.
Yeah. I think they wouldn't have been able to.
I think their opposites would have clashed too much because they wouldn't have known how to compromise.
No, they wouldn't have had the skills. They would never have come together. Like they would have said, like, I've done this. Mm-hmm. I know what it looks like and I'm willing to maybe let go of it or at least part of it or do something different.
Yeah.
Because she would have been like this
while doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think it would have worked at that time.
Yeah. But at the point that 10 years in, if they decide they want to pursue a relationship, which we can probably guess they do, because it's a Romeo.
Then it would be, for me, 25 to life, because they've gone through all of the motions, all of the things that you do, you go through when you get to 25.
You know how I always say how important it is to be friends before your lovers, and they hit all those milestones, friends? They're solid.
Yep, I think
I say
too.
25 years to life too.
How spicy was it? It was not super spicy. There was some. Ooh, that's right. I forgot when they hook up in the end. There's some spicy scenes.
There's no moose knuckles.
No, when they have sex in the end, it's fairly.
The lighting is done right.
I mean,
yeah, they show.
I'd say it's maybe a jalapeno.
Yeah, I'll give it a jalapeno.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be embarrassed to watch it with my...
No, I was forgetting there was that. So I was like, there was some kissing, but no, they do have some...
They press into Romeo.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yep.
And so,
favorite line.
Jalapeno.
I do have one.
A romantic sensual buildup to a big climactic sex scene.
Yeah.
Which is why it's like, it's more jalapeno because of that.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite line is, home is where you can be entirely yourself. In fact, home doesn't have to be a place at all. It doesn't matter where you go or what you do. When you're with the person who loves you for you, you always have home. I just love that. And that's what you got the sense with when they are together. Because they're home. They're it.
That line. Because, I mean, it made me think like, you know, when I'm with the people I'm comfortable with, like, I can let down my guard and relax, and it feels like home.
Yeah.
I loved it. My favorite line, and I think it's her emotional part of her emotional arc, like the aha moment for her. Because like I definitely feel, or I know that I felt this myself. That so she says, "You think I'm afraid of staying? I'm afraid of disappearing."
Yeah.
Because I think that there is a fear for a lot of people that, like, when you're with another person, you lose yourself and you don't, you know, you don't have your own identity anymore. And that's certainly true. Which is I think it's so important for you to have self-awareness and establish who you are and build your self-esteem and self-confidence and be true to yourself before you get into a relationship. Otherwise, you are at risk of disappearing.
Yes. You know? Yeah. Because you mold too much into the other person. And that's when you think of yourself as, I don't know, they like something, you like it. And that becomes your thing. Instead of saying, I love that you like that. I'll try it. I like it too. But I like all these other things as well. You have a sense of self. And your partner isn't your sense of self.
And if your partner can't love and appreciate you for who you are, then you're not. They're not your partner.
No.
They're not your person. And you can say toodles.
I think it can be easy, especially when you're young, to get lost in a partner.
Yeah. Sure. I've known some young people who have a very strong sense of self. That's why it's so, I just can't speak enough about the importance of like developing your self-esteem, which is, I mean, certainly like the people around you have the ability to corrode it or help grow that. And it's important to make sure you're with people who help you build your self-esteem.
I think so, too.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Because
it's very important.
Then that's friends, lover, whatever. Yeah. It just needs to be with some people that, you know, make you feel good about you and what you like.
Yes.
Support you and all that.
Let you be yourself.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, I would recommend this movie to anyone. I loved it. I just thought it was so sweet.
I actually loved it.
I loved it, too. I thought it was great.
Yeah. 5 stars, Emily Henry.
Yeah.
I don't know who directed it.
I haven't.
Bader?
Oh, did I write? I didn't.
You said it.
Did I?
Yeah. Bader. Something Bader. Thank you. Minus camping scene.
Brett Haley.
Brett Haley. Where did Bader come from? I think that was one of the actors.
Brett Bader. Brett and Bader. I don't know. Oh, well, Emily Bader.
Thank you.
Poppy. That's the actress.
Okay. She was cute, and I want to see her again.
Yes. I do too. See her. And Tom Blythe was easy to look at as well. He was Bill, and he had such blue eyes.
I love dark hair and blue eyes.
Yeah, it was pretty good looking.
Yeah, he can come back again. Yeah, so thank you. That was a great movie.
Yes.
If you guys have suggestions for us about movies, books you want to review,
please go to our website.
Written a book or directed a movie even, you know.
We love it all.
We'd love to talk to you and dissect it. You know how it is. Or if you want to just ask us a question.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do? You know, we love talking about it. We sure do.
We do.
We do. You can go to our website, www.myperfectromance.com, to reach out to us.
And please do.
Please do. Yes.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.